Well, there are many works of scholarship on the current times, and there are many explanations of our times as awkward, as difficult, as decidedly against the stranger. So in that sense, I think I was trying to contribute to an ongoing stream of scholarship. But I felt that in the scholarship there was very little about what might be done to rectify the current circumstances, what might be done to nudge thinking and also politics with a small p in a new direction towards the inclusive and the open society. So I felt that a book with normative concerns ought to be written, you know, just to begin a broader reflection on the makings of a non-catastrophic, non-punitive society. Now, there are some alternatives, and in this area concerning the figure of the stranger, my feeling was that the prevalent alternative was all about getting strangers to become friends, getting national majorities to begin to engage with national with national and non-national minorities, and to get minorities to become more integrated by playing a bigger and greater role in society and getting to know majorities. And I was deeply frustrated by this kind of thinking. I wanted to look for a politics for the stranger and of the stranger, which didn't require of strangers to become friends with each other or with the host community. I felt that that kind of politics was just too narrow and impossible, quite frankly, in a very cosmopolitan age.